Hello, welcome to the St. Philip the Apostle School Social Studies Podcast. The podcast you're about to hear is put together by our junior high students and will center around social studies. The students sometimes discuss things they learned in class, topics discussed in class, or current events they are interested in. The purpose of this podcast is to introduce the students at St. Philip the Apostle School to different forms of media and get them used to speaking knowledgeably on topics. My name is Mr. W, and I facilitate these podcasts. You're likely not to hear much from me during these episodes, as my role is to ask questions and keep the conversation going, but the material is largely up to the students. You may hear full tables of eight participants, solo scripted podcasts, team scripted podcasts, discussion-based podcasts, and even debates. I hope you enjoy listening as much as we enjoy making these podcasts. Thank you for listening.
Today we have a podcast brought to you by two seventh graders that's going to be a review of Trump's first 100 days in office.
President Trump's first 100 days in office have been over a lot of speculation from both parties. There's been a lot going on and a lot of drama with North Korea, immigration, and Trump's stance on climate change. North Korea has been seen as a threat to the United States ever since Obama was in office due to their increasing supply of nuclear weapons and missiles, but also their foreign policy, which has been quite a mess with other nations like the United States. On immigration, President Trump has put on an immigration ban for people from Iran, Iraq, Syria, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. This has caused a lot of controversy for both parties. Democrats and liberals claim that the ban is an act of injustice and segregation, while most Republicans and conservatives claim that the ban is for the protection from terrorism in the United States. He has also continued to talk about the wall, but many from both parties do not know where the money will come from to build a wall, long and sturdy enough to actually keep illegal immigrants out. Though, according to sources, illegal immigration has already gone down 67% since Trump first took office. During his first 100 days, Trump has also repealed parts of Obama's climate change initiatives and has defunded a bunch of companies associated with greenhouse gas conservation. Trump has also defunded Planned Parenthood and other science-based research programs. This has not only upset political views, but also people that work in scientific research and other scientific fields. Overall, Trump's first 100 days in office have been chaotic, beneficial, but also detrimental towards not only some people's political ideology, but also people's jobs and views on the world.
Some of President Trump's actions have earned him some merits in his first 100 days. He has signed more bills into law than the previous five presidents combined, which is also more than 29 bills. But no major legislature has been signed in Trump's 100 days. Also, his days in office led the stock market to reach a record high, which others thought would drop greatly. President Trump has also worked with other government officials to repeal and replace Obamacare, which dealt a negative blow to some American families. While on the subject of blows, President Trump has also initiated an airstrike on a Syrian airbase in retaliation to Syrian chemical attacks. As you can see, Trump's 100 days have been very action-packed. The U.S. judicial branch was also turned to Republican influence ever since Trump hired Neil Gorsuch onto the Supreme Court. As Vince said, illegal immigration has dropped down to 67%. According to CNN, Trump has arrested 23,000 or so people since April on the accusation of illegal immigration. This is still rising to this day, with about two-thirds of the people arrested being actual illegal immigrants. Based on Trump's many statements on our nation's economy, he has lowered our nation's debt by $100 billion, though some think otherwise. Trump's 100 days have also included his use of Twitter. His somewhat excessive use of the social media platform has earned him some more fame than previous U.S. presidents. In these tweets, he states his opinion, some of other people, his achievements like hiring Neil Gorsuch, and his views on how NBC, CNN, ABC, etc. are quote-unquote fake news. Either way, his tweets are clearly a very important component to his presidency. President Trump has had his ups and downs, for some, more downs than ups, and has had a very controversial 100 days.
Okay, thank you for sharing your insights on the first 100 days of President Trump. And did you guys want to give him a personal grade, or did you want to just end it right there?
I think we'll just end it.
Perfect. All right. That was very diplomatic of you. Join us next time where a group of seventh graders will be discussing Dunning-Kruger.